This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can tell, by the way, that Jimmy is out today by the music. It's a lot of love.
A lot better.
And he gets to flex his music. I don't think I've recognized one song today.
Not true. I played Zappin' Roger.
More bounce to the ounce.
Yeah. I gave you some 80s stuff.
This?
I gave you a little 80s stuff, bro. Zappin'
you
Roger.
Did?
That's 80s, isn't it?
Oh, the one you're sticking to that one.
Yeah.
And after four, I've recognized one song. I think.
Yeah. I think people like it
What's
better this?
This
way.
This is no chance.
Actually, Lenny Kravitz is in this song. That's him in the background vocals. But this is Peggy Zhu and Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, no one knows what that is.
Okay.
Have you seen the picture going around on social media of him? Because he's 60 now.
Lenny Kravitz? No, I haven't. No.
You got it's not even human. He's an Avenger.
But what, he's Diesel?
Oh. He is so cut.
Bro.
It's ridiculous. He's 60.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
I'm looking at a side-by-side of him now and him in the 90s, and it's the same guy.
It's unbelievable.
He can't enjoy life.
No. 100%.
Looking like that, right? He just can't.
I mean, some people, you know how I feel, are genetically gifted, that they're able to eat more than the rest. But he's so defined that there's no way he can go to an Inter Miami game and have a brownie.
No, no shot. He hasn't had a carb in 12 years.
I mean, just watching the video yesterday when we were at the Amerant Bank Arena of Mike Cunha recoiling when Appel's trying to give him a DQ blizzard. There's nobody in media that would recoil at a free blizzard. But that's how disciplined Cunha is.
It pained
and
him.
I imagine,
it pained him, right? Like the three bites that he ate, three bites. It pained him?
To eat it, yeah. To eat it pained him. Most people, you're pained not being able to eat it. But Lenny Kravitz, yeah, I would submit to you, cannot enjoy life the way that I do. Now, sure, he's got women throwing themselves at him, and he looks great shirtless on the beach.
Yeah, he does.
Making millions. But he can't enjoy life the way that I'm enjoying life.
But he can't have a brownie at an Inter Miami game.
I mean, he can't come home after a night of eating crazy food at the Panthers game and start eating M&M's minis filled with peanut butter. Speaking of the Panthers last night, road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. This is what they wrote about the Panthers game in the AP. There was no Sam Reinhart, no Nico Mikkola, no A.J. Greer for the Florida Panthers in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. There were also no goals. Panthers coach Paul Maurice doesn't mind that Tuesday because it was a learning day instead of a celebration day. The Panthers were denied a chance of clinching a berth in the Stanley Cup final on Monday night, falling at home to the Carolina Hurricanes 3-0. Florida was without Reinhardt for the second straight game and didn't have Mikkola, a two-goal scorer in Game 3, or Greer after both got hurt on Saturday. I am exceptionally happy with the learning opportunity, Paul Maurice said. I'm not screwing around with you. There are consistent things in games that we don't love, and you cannot eradicate those. Give Carolina credit. I thought they were very consistent with their game plan. Game 5 will be Wednesday night, tomorrow night, in Raleigh, North Carolina. There will be plenty of video reviewed by then, though the Panthers know much of what Maurice is going to say already. Alexander Barkov said, we know they played really well, so they deserve to win. We didn't have our best game. All we've got to do right now is just learn from this one and be better next game. Keep an eye on Reinhardt, Mikkola, and Greer for injuries. We'll know, obviously, more tomorrow. I would imagine that they have already landed in Raleigh because they traveled today, I'm sure. And it's possible that they're at the Dairy Queen that they went to in between games 1 and 2 when they were in Raleigh.
Maybe that's all it is, man. A little recipe for success. You just hit up a DQ in Raleigh, and you're good to go.
I would do whatever they did for games 1 and 2. And that included a trip to the Dairy Queen in Raleigh that was near the practice facility.
Does Canada have Dairy Queen? Like, if Edmonton gets out of the West, are we certain there's Dairy Queen in Canada?
I don't know. They've got Pizza Pizza and Tim Hortons for sure.
Yeah, they do have Timmy Ho's for sure. Yes.
All right, let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour. Dolphins OTA started, by the way. Headlines with Solana.
There are 696 Dairy Queen restaurants in Canada as of this month.
All right. So there's a few opportunities.
If you subscribe to the take of some Panthers fans who are conspiracy theorists, Hawk, it would have actually done this team more harm to win last night long-term than it would have to lose the game last night. Because if the Panthers close out yesterday, they don't play a hockey game potentially, as you mentioned, for 11 days. And
which is too long. I agree.
You're off the ice for 11 days? I mean,
again, though, it's a great rationalization. I would prefer to wrap things up when you have an opportunity to wrap things up. So I get it. I don't want to be off for 11 days. But, yeah, I mean, they'd rather not be traveling to Carolina today and the possibility of playing again on Friday and wrap it up.
Oh, God forbid Marchand has to bottle up his honey and take it up to Raleigh one more time. I mean, you ever just spoonfuls of honey? You ever do that?
He had no, I haven't. He had a chance last night. He had what looked to be a great open look and passed it up to try to make just a pinpoint perfect pass. Brad Marchand, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the I think that was one of the problems last night. Just fire away at Freddie. Just fire away.
Yeah, it was a 2-on-1. He tried to pass it to his teammate. Just shoot the ball. Shoot the puck. Shoot it, bro. Put it on net. Anyways, tomorrow, game 5 is in Carolina. That'll be at 8 p.m. If there is going to be a game 6, it will be Friday night, every other day. So Friday night, back at Amerant Bank Arena.
All right.
Just saw a picture of Tyrese Halliburton showing up to the stadium today as the Knicks and the Pacers will battle it out tonight, 8:30 p.m. in Indiana.
What the alley?
So we had talked about 100 days from today until the 2025 NFL season, Hawk. ESPN, they released a long list of things to know. Just like a quick little primer, off-season primer, 100 days until things you need to know. And I wrote down every time they reference the Dolphins here. to share with you, okay?
Sure. Well, based on the amount of work I know that you prefer to do, mm-hmm. I'm guessing the Dolphins weren't mentioned.
Correct. So we'll move on to the NBA. Caitlin Clark.
The WNBA.
WNBA. No, so one of the sections where they were mentioned, 11 jobs with question marks. First one listed under that list, you want to guess who?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I mean, I guess Mike McDaniel?
Yeah. Mike McDaniel. And this is what they wrote. I believe two things very strongly. First, McDaniel's work building an offense around Tua Tagovailoa is some of the best offensive scheming in the league. Second, his offense fades against truly great defenses in cold weather and on the road. In short, playoff football. The Dolphins need a strong season from their defense, which could have an extremely inexperienced and shaky secondary following a Jalen Ramsey trade, to make a postseason push. Otherwise, it'll be four seasons without a playoff victory under Mike McDaniel. That's tough to defend.
About FanDuel, they did the best player on every team.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And I was interested by that because, I mean, who is the best player on the Dolphins?
I saw who they picked, and it's hard to argue against it. Tyreek Hill.
So they picked Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
For the Dolphins. And I guess, so I was racking my brain when I saw it. I'm like, is there a better player on the Dolphins than Tyreek Hill?
And you're not including Liam Eikenberg in this list?
I mean, I would, but they're not. No, in all honesty, I mean, is there a better player on the Dolphins than Tyreek Hill? Because I feel, again, he had an off season. There's no question about it. But they've got good players. I love Tua. I like Devon Achane.
No, I mean, they've got good players. Jalen Phillips.
But Tyreek Hill is the best player on the team.
He's the only superstar on the team.
Yeah.
Right? Jalen Ramsey, we're not including him because he tweeted today five.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That means that, 5 days. 5 days until June 1st,
which is when
they can trade him without taking the cap hit.
I should have known. I should have known that's what he was doing.
He's as good as gone. Like the thought that they're going to make some, you know, miraculous mending of the ways, because he is a significant loss. I mean,
well, he
listen, you don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. That's fine. But that the five signifies five more days and he can be done with the Dolphins.
Hawk, he's probably the only other guy you could argue in place
probably.
Of Tyreek Hill. and he's
probably
off.
The best defender. If you do best defensive player, it's Jalen Ramsey for the next 5 days.
Jalen Ramsey or Zach Sealer?
Zach Sealer banged the drum last night.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. He did bang the drum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never let him near that drum ever again.
Drum is off limits, Zach.
It's kind of... I should have the stats in front of me. I don't. But it seems like every time a Dolphins player gets invited to bang the drum, something goes wrong with the Florida Panthers.
But more importantly, why is Jalen Ramsey so excited to get out of here?
Yeah.
What is so bad about the Dolphins organization that he's got, you know, a subtle countdown working on social media?
He's on his Twitter fingers right now waiting to get out of here. Waiting.
What is it that, like, how could it be so bad with the Dolphins that he just, like, he can't wait to get out of here?
If it could get to the point where it got with Jimmy Butler in the Heat, then it can get to that point with Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins.
But it seems like it went from 0 to 100. Did you have any inclination up until we received word from the Dolphins that they'd mutually agreed to seek a trade?
Not at all. But I will say, if you just extrapolate it out, Hawk, you take away the context and you say, you brought a Super Bowl winning corner to Miami, you paid him. And the idea was that he was going to be a part of a team that would be competing, contending for another Super Bowl. He wants to be on that level again. And half the players he came to play with in this offseason are no longer there. And the team's best player quit on the team. And now publicly, everybody knows that there's a lack of leadership in that locker room. It wouldn't surprise me with that context to know that he no longer wants to be here.
Here's the difference, though. A lot of times when players want to leave an organization, they want to go either to their hometown or compete for a championship. Jalen Ramsey has no say in where he ends up. They're just looking for the best offer. That's the part that I go, what is so bad about the Dolphins that he's willing to end up where? Cleveland? Like, wherever you get the best deal from. Because they're not going to do right by Jalen Ramsey. He's not a lifelong Dolphin who, you know, you're giving him a chance to go win a title at the end. So, like, what is so bad that he's willing to say, get me anywhere. Get me to Jacksonville. Just get me out of Miami. I find it so interesting.
Does he know that the wheels have fallen off the wagon? Does
right.
he?
Right. That's the thing. I mean, he's a veteran. He might know.
Because, Hawk, I've been pretty transparent that I feel like they have already. But everybody that we talk to is saying, no, they're still good enough to win 8-9 games. They're not going to compete, which is my biggest problem with the team. But they're still good enough if Tua stays healthy to win 8-9 games. Why is he running away from that to potentially go to a worse situation? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back to the ESPN article, 14 intrusive thoughts, and this is what they write. If the Dolphins trade Jalen Ramsey, their starting secondary, get ready for this, Hawk, get ready for this. We'll be storming.
We're going to bring back Brent Grimes.
Well, Omar Kelly's ready for that take. We did like four shows on Game Day Uncensored 2 years ago. Omar Kelly,
and he still said he's
genuinely
in great shape
saying Brent Grimes would be the best cornerback that the Dolphins had. This is pre Jalen Ramsey, by the way.
Find yourself someone who loves you the way Omar loves Brent and Miko Grimes.
Hey, Xavier Howard, how those hammies feeling, brother? This is what they write. Their starting secondary will be Storm Duck and Cam Smith at outside corner, Kader Kohou in the nickel, and Ashton Davis and Afitu Melifonwu at safety. I'm sorry to say that's an early candidate for worst position group in the NFL.
They have to sign a veteran corner. I think everybody is aware of that. And that, the way you describe it, does seem like a secondary that, I don't know, a guy like Josh Allen may be able to pick apart.
Hawk, would you rather take a puck to the shin or watch a Dolphins defense with the following secondary as their starters next year? Right. Cam Smith, Storm Duck, Kader Kohou, and Ashton Davis.
Yeah, I feel like I could play in that secondary.
Good luck, Chris Greer. Good luck, brother. I'd mentioned Caitlin Clark. The only reason why, Hawk, is because she's going to be sidelined for 2 weeks with a quadriceps strain.
Yeah.
So the MVP odds, I don't know if you saw this, MVP odds in the WNBA, it was Caitlin Clark, like, pretty solid favorite. I think it was minus 145. She was the favorite.
That's it?
Yeah. Or maybe,
I mean, that's it.
Maybe it was a little bit more.
It was
maybe,
like, minus 1,000.
Because she's going to miss some time, 2 weeks, maybe more, the MVP odds in the WNBA have shifted, and it's Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx, who has now overtaken Clark as the favorite at minus 175. Caitlin Clark is at plus 250 to win WNBA
MVP. Plus 275 on the Hard Rock app.
Yeah,
I think I got to put that in.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
She's missing 2 weeks.
That's it? Around 4 to 5 games at least, though. It could be worse. Could be worse. Quad strain.
I mean, we have recency bias in anything. She's going to come back. If she lights up the league in the final 2 months, anyone's going to remember that she missed 5 games? I feel like I have to put this in.
That's why I'm bringing it to your attention. I feel like Caitlin Clark, I saw plus 250 earlier today. It's worth taking a flyer on. You said plus 275 on Hard Rock?
Yeah.
Oof. And there was a report that Chris Paul probably won't play in San Antonio. That was one of my other NBA notes from today. That was courtesy of Mark Stein. Probably won't be in San Antonio next season. Played all 82 games above 40 years old last year. Probably going to find another place of employment, another place to be employed by.
You're running out of places.
Next season. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows, they'll be in the upper 70s. It's another hot day in South Florida. That is your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is Mike Hatton here?
What's his name?
Mike Hatton's Nova. If I mispronounce Mike Hatton's name, I do apologize.
Hawk and Crowder.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I was reading Dolphins Wire. In USA Today, they had three questions for the Dolphins to answer in OTAs. All right, so here are your three questions, according to Dolphins Wire. Jason Sarney. OTA started today. There's some video up, by the way, on social media if you want to see it. Odd out there. So, first question, what will the post-Jalen Ramsey secondary look like? All right, we were just kind of talking about that. And they write, barring a miraculous reconciliation, Ramsey will be traded at some point this summer. As recently as last week, defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver said the team and cornerback, quote, mutually have chosen to go other ways. Instead, Miami enters OTAs with a secondary comprised of a slew of young, mostly unproven cornerbacks. The Dolphins are likely to eventually bring in a veteran free agent or maybe even trade for a new number one cornerback. But for now, 2023 second round draft pick Cam Smith will compete with past undrafted additions, Storm Duck and Ethan Bonner, veterans Artie Burns and Kendall Sheffield, as well as rookie fifth round pick Jason Marshall Jr. and undrafted rookie BJ Adams. The safest man in the room is Kader Kohou, a former undrafted gem who has found a home as the Dolphins slot specialist, but also has the versatility to play on the boundary if needed. There are also former undrafted signees, Jason Mader and Isaiah Johnson, looking to impress in year two. None of those names, by the way, as we mentioned in the last segment, are tremendously exciting. You're going to have to do better. Question number two, which bubble players will make an early impression? There are several Dolphins players on the roster who haven't lived up to their draft billing and could be down to their last chance to impress coaches. That includes all three remaining members of the Dolphins' Hindenburg-level disaster draft class of 2022. Third-rounder Channing Tindall, fourth-rounder Eric Ezukama, and seventh-rounder Cameron Good all could be in trouble when cut-down day arrives. the fourth and final member of the class, Skylar Thompson, was already purged from the roster. He might end up being the starter.
Skylar
this offseason is also an opportunity for young.
I think we're dealing with a little bit of a delay, Hawk. So just go ahead. I'll let you finish it up.
Way off. Yeah, we are way off here. This offseason is also an opportunity for young players who haven't had much of a chance to make a first impression yet. Taj Washington, a seventh-round pick in 2024, spent his entire rookie year on the injured reserve, and tight end Hayden Rucci was on the Dolphins' practice squad for almost all of last season. It could also be an opportunity for 2024 sixth-round pick Patrick McMorris and his draft classmate, fifth-round linebacker Muhammad Kamara, to stand out after quiet rookie seasons. And then the final question, according to Dolphins Wire, heading into OTAs, how will the Dolphins' offensive line be arranged? Miami appears to have its five-man starting front on the offensive line written in pen, and, health permitting, it could be formidable in 2025. That depends on a lot of things, though. The Dolphins are hopeful that 2024 second-rounder Patrick Paul will adequately take over for the recently retired Teron Armstead, and that 2020 first-rounder Austin Jackson will make a smooth return at right tackle after suffering a season-ending injury last year. The center spot carries the least ambiguity with 2024 free agent acquisition Aaron Brewer. Now, it's not a question of who will play next to him, but at which sides. Versatile veteran lineman James Daniels was signed as a free agent this offseason and should start at one of the guard spots. The other was filled in the 2025 NFL draft when the Dolphins traded up to select Jonah. You have to pronounce the last name for me because I still haven't gotten it down.
I don't even want to give it a chance because I have absolutely no idea how to pronounce it.
Savinea.
I think you nailed it.
The real competition, yeah. The real competition up front will be for the spots on the depth chart behind the starting five. So the three questions from Dolphins Wire: how will the Dolphins' offensive line be arranged? Which bubble players will make an early impression? And what will the post-Jalen Ramsey secondary look like? Those are the three questions that they're saying need to be answered. I would throw in a fourth question, which would have to do with the backup quarterback, which is, you know, after all this is said and done, how secure are they in their signing of Zach Wilson as the guy to back up Tua if Tua is to go down? Because that's the part that still gives me major pause.
But why? We have Brett Gabbert now, Hawk, and Quinn Ewers, who we took in the seventh round. I mean, that is a loaded
big,
QB room.
You're a big Quinn Ewers guy.
Yeah, yeah. Number 14 jersey in the mail. I already ordered it.
Interesting questions. OTAs began today. This is wild to me. I saw on Twitter the highest grossing film franchises of all time.
Okay.
I think everyone can guess number one. Do you know what number one is?
My guess would be Star Wars.
No, that's actually number two.
Number one is not Star Wars? Harry Potter?
No. No, it's the entire MCU. So it's the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Get out of here. That can't count.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, they're all they're a film franchise, all of them.
Okay.
It's the Marvel Cinematic Universe has generated almost $32 billion. That's just box office, I believe.
But I mean, there's 33 movies. I mean, like, they count Ant-Man as one of these movies.
It. I mean, you know what? Star Wars is not number two. It's number three. You know what number two is?
Harry Potter?
Spider-Man.
But isn't Spider-Man
a
part of
iterations?
Isn't Spider-Man a part of the Marvel?
No.
DC?
No.
Avengers?
Mm-mm. Star Wars is three. Wizarding World is four. I'm guessing that's Harry Potter.
Is it Wizarding World?
Yeah, isn't it the Wizarding World of Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's number four.
I'm not a dweeb. I don't know.
Number five, well, agree to disagree. You want to guess what five is?
Lord of the Rings?
Good guess. Lord of the Rings is number 11.
Number five.
$6 billion generated.
Lord of the Rings or number five has $6 million. $6 billion, I mean.
Lord of the Rings, number 11.
It does? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
That's number 10. That's number 10. $6.01 billion. And they'll be adding more to it very soon.
Pirates of the Caribbean, that up there?
Pirates of the Caribbean. I would not have guessed that, but it is indeed up there at number 15.
Should be higher.
Have there been that many Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Yeah. Yeah. They made a couple, really? Couple like spinoffs that didn't involve Keira Knightley. And yeah.
No one knows who that is.
I don't know. What is number five? I don't know.
007.
Wow, James Bond.
James Bond.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, they've been making those movies since the 70s. Number six is X-Men. Number seven, very surprised you didn't get this, being your age and your movie-going style. Fast and the Furious.
Oh, man. Family.
Number eight is the DC Extended Universe. Number nine is Batman, which is not part of the DC Extended Universe.
Yeah, see, this is where it gets confusing to me. If Spider-Man is in Marvel and Batman is in DC, then how could they each be separate film franchises? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, because you don't understand movie making.
Okay.
Number 10 is Jurassic Park. 11, Lord of the Rings. Number 12, and this is just a shanda, Despicable Me. And that's unbelievable. Number 12 film franchise of all time, Despicable Me, $5.62 billion.
The kids love the Minions, bro. They love those Minions and Gru. So Toy Story has to be up there then, right? In the top 20?
It is not. There's only 18. Transformers is 13.
Oh, that's awful, man.
Avatar is 14. And I believe there's only two Avatar movies.
Two movies, yeah. But isn't...
Pirates of the Caribbean, 15.
Isn't the first Avatar the highest grossing movie of all time?
One of them, yeah. If not the most.
Right.
Pirates of the Caribbean, 15. Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, 16.
There you go.
Shrek, 17. You guessed Toy Story, but Shrek was the better guess there. And number 18, The Twilight Saga.
That about makes sense then. All that makes sense. I mean, I'm not a Marvel or DC guy. I'm not a comic hero.
You got to see Thunderbolts.
Why?
It's excellent. Just happens to be a great movie.
But don't you have to watch all the other...
No.
Ones to understand the new ones?
Nope.
But so
not this particular one, not Thunderbolts.
What did they do though? Because they just created new superheroes? They're not even from the comic books. Now they created new superheroes?
Yeah, I couldn't get a straight answer out of my son on that one. I'm like, are you aware of these guys? But they do come from comic books.
They do?
But I think maybe recent comic books.
Because
I don't know.
I've been obsessed with Spider-Man. I love the Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans. I thought the Andrew Garfield Spider-Mans were good. And I had never seen the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies. I just, for whatever reason, I hadn't seen them. So on an airplane a couple months ago, flying back from New York or last month, I watched the first Spider-Man movie. And I loved it. I thought it was awesome. So I got home, I watched the next two. And they're part of the Marvel universe or
multiverse.
I don't know, man. And I didn't understand the beginning to the second movie. And it was lost on me. Like, I watched the first one. I know what happens in the first one. How am I missing a crucial part of the second one? And it's because I had to watch, like, Tron. or some, like, I had to watch some other stupid movie that had nothing to do with Spider-Man, but he was in it for a moment to understand. And they, even in the first one, Hawk, they never really dive into how he becomes Spider-Man, which then I later learned by reading.
Yeah, you had one parent that was a spider, one that was a human. Okay. Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Half man, half spider.
I had to watch some other
movie. Same thing
movie.
With Batman.
I had to watch Hulk to understand why Spider-Man became Spider-Man. Like, none of it makes sense. No, absolutely none of it made sense to me. And I'm just sick of it. Like, I have to watch 24 movies in a row to get to Spider-Man.
Just watch Tron. You get all the Easter eggs right there. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour's coming up. Ryan from Funky Buddha had texted me in the last segment. He wants in on the Caitlin Clark bet. Because that seems ridiculous. Plus 275 to be league MVP? She's head and shoulders better than anyone in the WNBA.
And she has the most hype. Everybody talks about Caitlin Clark. And she happens in the first couple games, from everything I read, was taking the league by storm with a really good team. Like, they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Did she win MVP last year?
No, Asia Wilson did.
So last year, she didn't win MVP, and she didn't get to play on the Olympic team.
Did not.
And you're telling me she's not going to be, in her first two seasons, the WNBA MVP, even if she misses 2 weeks? Get out of here.
They're giving money away. That's why I brought it to your attention, bro. They're giving money away.
I'm getting in on that right away. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is next. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.